Hey, it's Tax Quips time from TaxMama.com. And today, Tax Mama wants to discuss tax authority in general. TaxMama.com is a terrific service and provides substantial guidance pointing you to more information to help you address your tax issues. But do you really think you're going to survive an audit if you say, Tax Mama says it's okay? Well, my friends, as much as the IRS might love or sometimes hate Tax Mama, TaxMama.com is not a citable source for your tax returns or audits. Eva Rosenberg brings over 30 years of progressively more complex tax experience to you, and Team Tax Mama brings you hundreds more years. But please understand, the purpose of Team Tax Mama is to point you in the right direction so that you can research your issue further or initiate a sensible consultation with your tax professional. So, what can you cite in an audit? Well, my tax professional advised me, preferably in writing. You can cite the instructions for a given form. There is, of course, the foundation, the tax code, IRS's regulations, tax court rulings or decisions. You've got IRS notices, procedures, and technical guidance. If you pay for and get a private letter ruling from IRS, that certainly will hold up. And in a very limited way, you can use private letter rulings issued to someone else and any other legal citations. You're going to find some of these resources in Tax Mama's quick lookups for free members, and you'll find even more of these resources in Tax Mama's family member lookups. And remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about tax authority and other tax issues free. Where? Where else? At TaxMama.com.